I call it a pit too.
What about, in general, different kinds of peaches, like the ones that the seed comes out of very easily?
That'd be a freestone.
Okay, what about the other kind?
A clean peach. That's mostly what you have in, what you get out of, like, canned peaches in the store. Mostly clean peaches.
Okay. And the part of an apple that's left after you eat around it?
Core. Right.
What about dried pieces of fruit? Any particular name for those? Apples or peaches or whatever?
Well, no.
If you had to call it something, what would you call it?
Well, I'd call it what I read in the manual there, which is snits, but I'd never heard that before. I just call it pieces of apple, pieces of peach, or pieces of
dried
pear.
Apples,
dried apples, sure. Dried. Now, we used to, my grandmother used to dry out apples and make dried apples.
I don't know if I could follow that, but I'm trying to comprehend. What about different types of nuts?
Well,
the farmers grow
peanuts, almonds, pecans, walnuts. Peanuts, you know, are called goobers.
Say if you just pick walnuts, is there a kind of soft part of it that might stain your fingers?
Yeah, the hull.
Okay. What about the hard part that you crack to get at the nut?
That's the shell.
Very good. People get that confused.
No, the hull is the part that stains your hands. You can't get it off. And what you do, you throw them, you throw all those walnuts in the driveway. Mm-hmm. And what you do, you just keep driving over until the hulls come off. And you just got the shells left, and you don't get all that stain. That's the way we used to do it.
I've never heard of that. Like
that's the way it's done.
Weird. Okay, what about the fruit that grows in Florida and California? Those states are pretty well known for it.
Oranges.
Okay. And if, say, there was a bowl of oranges on the table this morning, but by the afternoon they were
all gone.
And a root vegetable, red, kind of peppery, hot tasting.
A radish.
And more than one of them, you got a bunch of
radishes.
And another red vegetable, a great big one, grows on. A lot of people have these plants in the garden.
Tomato plants. I've got some right back there. Three there and one over there.
Okay. And the plural, one tomato but two.
Tomatoes.
What about the small variety?
Tomatoes.
And another starchy food that you might have. You might have meat.
Potatoes.
Different types.
There's about $100
a month.
About what it costs for them to come treat your mom, huh? Woman.
Yeah, I know they didn't stay long.
The woman that lives across the street from Eddie pays Mayo's Garden Center. Up in Knoxville, pays that Mayo's Garden Center $150 a month to do her yard, landscape it, and trim everything.
Well, she must be pretty well fixed.
Doesn't look like it. Looks like a, you know, regular old...
She's just got a long fetish.
I guess. Crazy.
Mm.
Could buy a case of Jack Daniels for that.
Yeah.
We were talking about potatoes.
Yeah,
or trying to. Well, you got sweet potatoes, which are not the same as Irish potatoes.
I like the way you work that.
Sweet potatoes are same thing as yams, and they're mushier, and they're what color would you call that? Now, I guess they're a darker color.
Well, if an Irish potato is not mushy, what is it?
Well, an Irish potato.